Hi, and welcome to the New Agent Mindset. My name is John Pena. I'm a real estate agent in El Paso, Texas with eXp Realty. And this episode is for Megan and Sean. These are two agents who, if memory serves me, which it often does not, but if memory serves me, I spoke with a couple of months ago. They had a couple of questions, wanted to know about eXp and the Wolfpack, this organization. And so we spoke, and then I got a notification that they had joined. And so thank you guys, and please reach out to me so I can hook you up with all of the stuff that comes with joining eXp under us, under Mike, Sherrard, and Connor, and all those guys. Now, one very interesting thing I'd like to say about these guys. These guys did not reach out to me since, you know, they just joined under me, and they haven't been blowing me up and being like, hey, give me this, give me that, give me this. And quite honestly, that's awesome, because what that shows me is that these guys are not dependent on me. I spoke with another agent, Shell. I hope I'm saying your name right, Shell. It's C-H-E-L, if I recall. And she asked me, you know, what brokerage should I join? And I kind of came to this answer. I'd like to share it with all of you guys. If you're a new real estate agent and you're trying to figure out what broker to join, I've kind of boiled it down to, are you in category A or category B? Now, mind you, never mind. Category A. If you do not have any idea how you're going to generate leads, because your primary job as a real estate agent, especially a new real estate agent, is to lead generate, to generate leads. What are leads? Leads are people who either want to buy a home or want to sell a home, right? Your job is to generate as many leads as humanly possible, okay? So, if you are in category A and you do not know how you are going to generate leads, well then you should probably join a broker who has extensive training and is going to help you do this, right? Now, you may have a higher cap, you may have a less desirable split, you may have more fees, whatever it is, but all of that money that you're paying to the broker, you should get back, through earned business, because they're providing you with training, right? And maybe you're the type of person that needs in-person training. You want to go to a brick and mortar building. You want to show up on this day where we're training about the contract, and on this day we're talking about Facebook ads, and on this day we're talking about divorce. Well, you know, whatever it is. So, if you don't know exactly how you're gonna generate leads, if you haven't even thought about how you're gonna generate leads, oh brother, you better start thinking about it immediately. But that's my advice there. Also, the other thing is you might want to find a broker who's willing to set you up with a mentor, right? That would be a great way to learn. So, category A, you have no idea how you're going to generate leads on your own. I suggest you join a broker who has a very strong training program, even if you have to pay more for it, which you will. Number two, category B. This is where I suspect Megan and Sean reside. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of biased towards category B, because if you do have an idea of how you're gonna generate leads, to me, that implies that you are forward thinking, you are proactive, you are creative, you are ready to, you know, take this business by the tail and get after it. And those honestly are the people who I think are most prone to be successful in this business. So if you're in category B and you already have some ideas about how you're gonna generate leads, and or if you're just kind of the hustler mentality, you're willing to just go out there and grind through it, you know, you're like, man, I'm gonna go knock on every single door in this city, or I'm gonna call every single number that I can find, or whatever. Maybe you have a more nuanced approach, you know, I'm gonna start a YouTube channel, I'm gonna do this certain thing on Instagram, whatever it is. But if you have an idea of how you're gonna generate leads for yourself, well then, you don't have to join that broker who's you know, saying they're going to give you all this training. And now, mind you, be careful, category A folks, because a lot of the training that you get at these brokerages is like old school. They've got some person there who, you know, back in 1987 was, you know, top dog, and he's or she is still training these kind of old school methods, and the business has changed dramatically. So, you know, word of warning there. But anyway, if you're category B, you know how you have an idea how you're going to generate leads and you're ready to go after it. Well, then you should join a brokerage that's either a flat fee brokerage, meaning that they don't give you anything, but they're hardly taking anything from your commissions or charging you much of anything. So you're going to basically keep all the money that you make for the most part. You're not going to get any training, but you maybe don't need that. Or you should think about joining a brokerage like eXp, who's kind of in the middle, a good cap split, plenty of training if you want it, taught by only the top performing agents now, all right, so it's up-to-date training, brokers who are readily accessible to you at the drop of a hat. So, you know, there's a little that's my two cents on joining your brokerage. But anyway, what I like about Sean and Megan is that when I spoke with them, they already had an angle they were going to go for. As I recall, they were both in the massage world and had experience doing this, and they already had ideas about offering, you know, showing up to different places, farmers markets, whatever type of places, and, you know, offering free massages. And hey, you know, after you build some rapport with the client, and who doesn't want a free massage? I mean, come on. But after you build some rapport with some of these folks, then you can, you know, subtly start dropping hints about, hey, you know, I'm a real estate agent. Do you know anybody who's looking to buy or sell? What's happening in your neighborhood? Do you own a home? What's the real estate market like? Whatever it is, you know, they're going to figure out a way, the best ways to approach people and talk to people. Man, I heard an unbelievable, great statement about business people. Something like the best business people are good at communication over something else, productivity or something like that. But the general idea is that communication is really, really, really important. And so there you have it. So again, Megan, Sean, best of luck to you guys. Reach out to me and I will hook you up with some of the stuff that we do offer as far as training and all of that, masterminds. Anywho, next point of topic, I have broken my trust with all of you, and if you've listened to the podcast, you know this is one of my favorite sayings. What is trust? Trust is promises kept over time. This is so important in your interactions with your clients, okay? If you say you're going to do something, you made a promise, okay? If you text somebody, oh, I'll do this for you, I'll send it to you tomorrow, that's a promise. If you send out an automated email that says you're gonna do X, that's a promise. You have got to keep your promises, okay? This is so important, and I see so many agents miss this point. I've missed it, and it's why I was freaking out for a while back there, because I got so overwhelmed I couldn't handle the business that I was getting, and I knew that I was, you know, not keeping my promises and losing business. But to the listeners of the podcast, I have broken your trust, because I don't know what it was, probably 3-4 weeks ago now, I was like, yeah, don't worry about it, I'm back on it, I'm gonna do an episode every Wednesday, and here we are. So my apologies, first of all, to all of you, and number two, sometimes you gotta prioritize. Quite honestly, I like doing this podcast. More and more people are reaching out to me, which I love, and to those of you that are reaching out to me, please forgive me on my response time. I will get back to you, I promise. But in the scheme of my business, this podcast and getting back to listeners, unfortunately, isn't at the high end of my business, right? What I have to prioritize are the things that move the needle on my business. And I wanted to just kind of talk about this just a little bit about where I'm at with that. Because it's my hope and desire for all of you that first you find success as a new real estate agent. What does that look like? What that looks like is that you get your real estate license, you make some good decisions about, you know, what broker you're going to go with, And then you have some kind of plan, at least, that you can start to implement, whether it's your plan or somebody else's plan, that's all right. And you start to put in the work and you hang in there through the rough times. And trust me, there are going to be times where you're like, wow, like I'm not making any money and I don't have any clients. And even when I find a client, it'll still probably be at best 4 weeks before I get paid, you know, and probably more likely like 8 weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks to, you know, to do whatever you got to do, get under contract, and then it's another 4 or 5 weeks to close, right? So, but you persevere through those moments, right? Going back to the very first episodes that we talked about, these core concepts, perseverance, right? A new real estate agent, what does success look like? It looks like probably making a lot of mistakes, learning from those mistakes, not having a lot of business at first, but hanging in there and slowly starting to find success, finding things that work, finding ways to talk to people, finding places and avenues to communicate with people. And sure enough, starting to get some clients, closing some deals, and building off of those successes. That's what I think success looks like for a new real estate agent. Now, you might ask, well, how long does this take for most people? I don't know, but let me give you a guess. 4 to 8 months, quite honestly, for most of you. How long did it take me? I mean, 6, 7, 8-ish months. I mean, let's see, I started in February, July. I got the 6 months in. I got the YouTube channel started. August, September, October, November. Okay, so for me, 10 months, you know, by the time I started closing deals consistently, right? So it's not going to be instantaneous for most of you. If it is, awesome. Man, that's fantastic. But for most of you, it's not. So, you know, can you persevere through those 4, 6, 8, 10 months and hang in there? Because if you hang in there and you're smart, you use common sense, you implement effective strategies, whatever those strategies are, right? They all work. Door knocking, YouTube channel, whatever. It all works. You just have to consistently do it, right? So my hope is that all of you make it to that point. And my next hope for those of you that make it to that point, right, which is, you know, 4 out of 5 of you, more or less, 1 out of 5 of you who makes it as a new real estate agent, right? 1 out of 5. For those of you, though, that do make it, my hope is that if you want more, that you get yourself to the point where I find myself. I am not bragging. I'm not a big ego person. This is my reality. My reality now is that I was able to get to that kind of successful new real estate agent moment in about 10 months. And I've generated now so much business that, one, I almost killed myself trying to handle it all. Like literally, like I could feel my blood pressure just climbing. And like I would find myself sitting at my desk all day and just like all clenched up and tight and my heartbeat's racing. I was like, oh, this is not good. Very high stress level. However, what I found now, like I said, I've done so much lead generation. I have so many leads that what I've done is I've done what Gary Keller and every other business person says is that you have to do. And that is you start to leverage other people. So I hope for those of you that make it to that first level, that you make it to that next level. And that is the level where you have to start leveraging other people and buying back your time. So that's something that I've really been thinking a lot about and doing. Currently, I've got one young man working for me. He helps me out with videos and some of the YouTube channel. I've got another young man who's working with me kind of as a real estate assistant who wants to become an agent eventually. I've got basically 2 to 3 showing agents that I can, you know, get on, you know, I can either have them handle clients, or I can even split commissions with them and give them a client altogether. I've got another agent who's making videos for me, and so my wife is actually going to quit her job and start taking over the back end, get her license, and so now I've been able to buy back my time so that I can do the things that are most important to grow my business and make the lifestyle essentially that I'm looking for. So I'm so sorry that I've been gone for a while, but things got pretty intense, I'm not gonna lie. It got pretty full on. And that is completely my fault. There is no one else to blame other than myself for not being more forward thinking about this whole capacity issue. So I'm going to leave it there. Like I said, 15 minutes is what I'm going for. I know we're a little bit over. I hope you guys are doing really, really well. Man, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening in real estate. For the record, I think that July 2021, this last month, that was the peak, all right? The peak of the seller's market. We've passed it. We're on the other side of it. Let's see what happens. It's gonna hopefully go back to a more balanced market, which would be just fine in my book, because currently I'm dealing with a lot of buyers. So all these sellers, they had it pretty good for the last year or so, but I think that's gonna change. So, but what do I know? I hope, like I said, all of you guys are doing fantastic. Reach out to me anytime. Please just give me a moment to get back to you. Best place actually to reach me is kind of on Instagram, to tell you the truth, John_David_Pena. Other than that, I hope you guys are doing really, really well. All of my love to you, and we'll see you next time.